Let's say you need the kohen now to save somebody's life. In other words, in a case, let's say Bezdin Paskin Lois, Reuven's Mechuyev Misa. And then Reuven complains and says, no, I'm still not guilty. I have a right. That kohen knows that I'm innocent. So Bezdin has a right to go to that kohen that's doing the avoida on the Mizbeach and say, stop doing the avoida. Come and save this person's life. If it's a question, we need you kohen now to come to Bezdin to testify that the person is potter. Afilu meyal mizbechim. Even from the Mizbech, when you're doing the Avodah, he will tell you to stop. Now it's a Raya. Umazeh, mazuf this kainam. She sofik yesh mamish mitvaroi, sofik yesh mamish mitvaroi. It's only doubtful if he really knows Edis, if Bezdin will accept his Edis or not. It's doubtful if he'll be able to save the other person's life or not. Still we say what? He's allowed to stop doing the Avodah. Now the Avodah is a tremendous zach. The Avodah doicha Shabbos. Doing the Avodah to the Kabbonis is doicha Shabbos. On Shabbos he's allowed to do the Avodah. So Madduch, you see, you could stop the current from doing the Avoidum to save somebody's life, even though it's only a doubtful thing to save the person's life. And doing the Avoidum is Derech HaShabbos. So therefore, Kal Buchayma for sure, that the Keach Nefesh should Derech HaShabbos. Now it's a question to save the person's life, you're allowed to be Derech HaShabbos. His Madduch, we tell you to stop doing the Avoidum, even though the Avoidum is Derech HaShabbos. So you see, to save somebody's life is more chashuv than being Derech HaShabbos. So for sure, on Shabbos alone, you're allowed to do the Averi, be Mechal Shabbos, to save somebody's life, even though it's only a doubtful, a suffix, Pikuch Nefesh. Nene Reb Lezav Yama, Oma Mila, I learned enough from the Mitzvah Mila. Madas the Mitzvah Mila, Sheyachas mi Masayim ve'aboyim u'shmoyne Evorim Shabbodim. It's only one of the 248 Evorim you have in your body. Still, Doichas a Shabbos, because of this Mitzvah to take care of one Evorim, you're allowed to be Doichas Shabbos, you're allowed to make a Mila on Shabbos. So for sure, in a case where your whole body is in danger, maybe all your 248 of Erem will die, for sure, I should derech as a Shabbos. You're allowed to be derech as a Shabbos to keep yourself alive. We have Yaisi, we have Yudu Aimer. The Pasuk says, as Shabsoi Sai Tishmeru, you should watch Shabbos. Yochul Akil, maybe it's meant every single taste. You always have to be Yashem Shabbos. You never have a right to be Mechal Shabbos. Talmud Loi Ma'ach. Cholik, as Shabsoi Tishmeru Ach, it says. Ach means cholik, means not every time you have to watch Shabbos. There are certain times you don't have to watch Shabbos. When? To pikuach nefesh, you don't have to watch Shabbos. Yeah. We have Shimon ben Manasseh Yomer. Another pasuk says, v'shomru v'nei yisos ha-Shabbos. Chai has to watch Shabbos. Omrut, and at the end says, lasas is ha-Shabbos. You should watch Shabbos to make Shabbos. So the svari is Omru Torah. The Torah says, Chilal Olav Shabbos Achas, it kedai to be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody's life, kedai sheyishma Shabbos Harvey, kedai that the person will stay alive, and the next future, and the next Shabbos, will be Mekayim Shabbos. That's the possible. If Yishomru Bnei Yisrael Shabbos, the Bnei Yisrael should watch Shabbos, Lassus as a Shabbos, in order that the Jews should be able to do Shabbos. In other words, if you have somebody in doubtful if he'll die or not, you're allowed to save him now, kedai you'll be able to do more Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Sure, it says, "Ihavoi hosim Yisrael." If I would have been there, have Yamina didi adif. I would have said, "My raya is the best raya." Midetu from all those psukim they bring down. What's my raya? What's Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel's raya? The pasuk says, "V'chai v'hem." The Torah was given to live with, for loishu yamas bem and not to die with. That's the pasuk vidashim. Yeah. Now, Omer Rav. Rav says. The kulu is lo pircha. All the other psukim we have a kasher on. Barum midi shmud less le pircha. The last rush of a chayv him, that's the only one that has no pirchas. Why? To Rabbi Yishmoel Dilma Kedirova. The first Rabbi Yishmoel brought from the Machteris, a guy who comes to get the house, the Torah says you're allowed to kill him. The Kura is only a doubtful if he's coming to kill you. The Torah says no, it's Vada he's coming to kill you. Kedirova. The Yama Rav says like this. My time of the Machteris, what's the reason why you're allowed to kill the Ganif? My time of the Machteris, because it's a chazoka in other maimed atzal al mamayne. It's a chazoka. When you see somebody come to steal your money, you're not going to be quiet. You're going to go to fight the guy. You're going to go to scare the guy off. You can't just sit still and see the guy taking your money. Fahai made the yodim. This Ganif knows that. He knows that if he meets up with the Balabos, the Balabos will put up a fight. So what are you going to steal for? You're currently ape. He's going to come to fight you. The Yomas, what does the Ganif say to himself? That I've had to have my gun with me. If the guy's going to come and fight me, I'll kill the guy. Lay. So kids, according to Rava, when a Ganav comes to fight, it's like a Vada he's coming to kill you. So therefore, the Atayram, the Torah says, Bol HaRokhah, someone's coming to kill you, Hashkein L'Horgah, you're allowed to get up fast and kill him. Avada, you're allowed to save your life. So that's why you're allowed to do it. But v'ashkechon vaday, you only have a raya, you're allowed to save a vaday life. Of a sofet min olam. How do you know by bikuach nefesh as Shabbos, if it's only doubtful the person will die? Maybe the person will stay alive. From then you have no raya, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Maybe here it's only because it's a vaday the ganef is coming to kill you. That's why you're allowed to kill him. For it's doubtful, maybe you can't be mechal Shabbos. So you have a kiva nami, a kiva drosha from the kain, going off to Mizbeach, Dilma Kedabaya, Dilma Abaya, Masrinin le guza the rabbonin, le di amamish bedvora. In other words, we don't just tell the kain, stop your avoid and come to Bezdin, and the Bezdin will hear your edis. So the question was then, who says Bezdin will believe him? Maybe he won't be able to save the person. So you see, even though it's doubtful if he could save him or not, still we take him away from the avoid. No, the answer is we send rabbonin to the kain. In other words, the Kohen, when he's doing the Avodah Zarah on the Beis Hamikdash, he tells over his Eidus right then to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan right then hear if it's a good Eidus or not. So the only time we stop the Kohen from the Avodah Zarah is when we know Vadai, he could save the person. So again, for Vadai, Pekuach Nefesh, we stop you from the Avodah Zarah to go to Beis Din. But if it's doubtful if the Eidus is good or not, maybe we don't stop you. Because the case is you have Rabbanan come to check him out right there. The Ashkechon again, Vadai, Abisofim in Olam. The Kula, all the other Pesukim, the same thing. Ashkechon Vadai. He says, Shapsoy Sete Shmoru. Acholuk. True. For Vadai, because Nefesh could be Derech Shabbos. For it's doubtful the person may live anyway. Maybe you don't have the right to the Mechal Shabbos. Es Sofik Minolon. Or the Shmuel Vadai Lestai Pircham. But Shmuel's Raya from Vachaybhim, there you have no Pircham. Like Rashi said, less Rashi in front of Mishnah. The Shmuel Lestai Pircham. Ashayas Odam Amitzvois. Sheyich Yebem. The Torah says, do the mitzvahs to live. Vadai, v'loy sheyava v'siyosadei sofik nisam. The Torah says only do mitzvahs to keep yourself alive. But any time it's doubtful of not keeping yourself alive, you don't have to do the mitzvahs. So even if it's only a sofik pikuach nefesh, still it's doicha Shabbos. Omer Ravina said, v'teimer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, tabo chado tilpoto charifu mimoli tzina the curry. Sometimes good to have one strong peppum than have a whole basket of regular pumpkins. Here also, one strong Talmud Chochem, Shmuel's din, that said over this pasuk behind them, is better from all the other psukim that we had before. So the Mishnah. Chatis v'oshem vadai mechaprim. If somebody brings a korban chatis, or who did a korban oshem vadai, he did a chet, Rashi, heim or asham gzelis, you stole, or milos asham milos, that's called a vadai. We know vadai did a chet, you have to bring this oshem. Rashi, over the yesh oshem shutoli. But there are certain korban oshims that the suffik oshim. Habu ashud ga suffik koris. Because in case we have a doubt, let's say there are two pieces of meat in front of you. One has chaylev in it, one didn't have chaylev. You have a doubt which one you ate. That's called the suffik yisr. So lachris, you have to bring an oshim toli. That we're not talking about. We're talking about you have to bring an oshim vadai. The Mishnah says these two kabonas are mechaprin. Now, Rashi says, chatis v'yoshim vadai mechaprin, or mistoma chuv ika. Rashi likes, even though the Mishnah doesn't say need tshuva, Rashi says most probably you have tshuva when you bring these kabonis. Shim lohoye mischarit, lohoye may be carbon. Because if a person didn't have charot, the way he did the avera, he wouldn't have brought the carbon. So Rashi learns, with the carbon here, chatis nashim avad, you have tshuva also. Then the Mishnah says, nisim, when somebody dies, v'yom ha-kippurim, when kippur comes, mechaprim im ha-tshuva. It's mechaprim the person for his averis, only if he does tshuva. But without tshuva, it's not mechaprim. Tshuva mechaperes al averes kalis. Tshuva is mechaper if you do a small avera. What does that mean? Al eser v'alois asein. On an iser asay, if you did the avera and you do tshuva, you have the kapara. V'alois asay, on certain lois asay, that you don't have malchus for, then we say, do tshuva, you have the kapara. What about v'alachamuras? If you do a strong echet, then who toilah? Then Yom Kippur, then tshuva is toilah, means it saves you from the punishment, but you don't have the complete kapara, you're not wiped off yet from the chet yet. You have to wait until Yom Kippur comes, then Yom Kippur is mechaper. Somebody says, right now I'm doing a chet. I know it's a chet. I know I'm going to get clapped. No, I know I'll do tshuva later. A second time it happens. He does the chet a second time. He knows it's wrong, what he's doing it for. I feel, look, I'll do tshuva later. What do I got to lose? Let me do the chet now. I'll get Gehenna for it. No, before I go to Gehenna, I'll do tshuva. So the Mishnah in my speaking beyond the last of tshuva. You should know it's going to be now very, very hard for you to do tshuva. They're not going to help you. Ima speaker means they don't help you to do tshuva in Shemayim. Usually in Shemayim, when they see you want to do tshuva, they help you. But here we did the chet twice, and you said both times you know you're doing it, but you think you'll do tshuva, you should know it's going to be very, very hard for you to do it. It's still possible for you to do it, but I call upon they're not going to help you. It's going to be very hard for you to do tshuva. What about somebody says, Echta b'yom ha-kippur mechaper? Here's mashma only one time, not two times. Even the first time, somebody says, I'm going to do a chet. Ah, you get clip? No, I'll rely on your kippah, should be mechaper for me. So at the Mishnah Ein, Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. So it also could be, maybe it's not mechaper by itself, until you do the real 100% tshuva. Aveiros shebein odem lemokin. And averik you did, you ate chazi, you did something wrong between you and Hashem, the klal is then Yom Kippur mechaper. If you do tshuva, Yom Kippur is mechaper on you. What about aveiros shebein odem lechaveroi? You stole from somebody, you hit your friend, you did something bad to him, then ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur does not have to be mechaper on that aveiron, achirat yes chaveroi. Until you go and appease your friend, ask him to be meichel you. You have to go and talk to him until you meratze your friend first. Doros Reb Lezer ben Azayin. Pesach says, Mikol chatoseh lefnei Hashem titoru. That all your chatoyim in front of Hashem become toru in Yom Kippur. So it's mashma the averus that are lefnei Hashem. In other words, the averus you did between you and Hashem, they become a chupra in Yom Kippur. So averus shebein odem lemokam, you ate chazir, you did something wrong to Hashem, then Yom Kippur mechaper. What about a, because that's called Mikol Chatasech Lufnei Hashem, that's an Aver of Lufnei Hashem. What about Aver Shemadot Mechaveroi? It's not only Lufnei Hashem, it's an Aver you did to your friend. Then Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Shirat Yet Chaveroi. It's not enough Yom Kippur, you have to first ask Mechila, ask your friend to forgive you. Omri Rabbi Kivam, Ashrechem Yisrael, Nefnei Mi Atem Metarim. Like, we're so lucky that our Torah comes in front of who? Mi Metar Reskem, who cleans us? Avichem Shemashmayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself cleans us. Shneem the Apostle says, "Vazarakti Aleichem Mayim Torim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu will throw down upon us water that's Matari, cleans us. U'tartim will clean us. The Yom the Apostle says, "Mikveh Yisrael Hashem." Who's the mikveh for Yisrael Hashem? There's man mikveh Matari Tzmeim, just like a mikveh is Matari Tzmeim. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matari Yisrael, who then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matari Klal Yisrael? On Yom Kippur, the one day a year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matari. But Mikol Chatzoseh Lufnei Hashem Tetoru. From all Yaveris, Yave Kapora. Someone said, Hem Shechiz, that tells the Chiddush, that even though you did Averis Ben Odom Lechaveroi, like, don't think all you have to do is just have Mechila from your friend. No. Even those Averis are also called Ben Odom Lashem. You have to have Kapora from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and those Averis also. Because it's not enough to be Mespal on Yom Kippur, you first have to ask your friend for Mechila. So to Gemara. Oshem Vadayin. Mashma, what's mechap? What gives you a kaporum? When you bring an oshem, because you gizelos, you sold, or oshem ilus, you had enough in hegdish. Of oshem toli loy. In the case where you're doubtful if you did the chet or not. So in that case, you have to bring an oshem toli. An oshem toli means it hangs in between. It stops you from getting a punishment. Until later you find out if you vade did the chet or not. If later you find out you vade did the avera, later somebody tells you, the piece of fat that you ate was chelum. So later when you find out you vade did the chet, it's not enough the carbon you brought until now, then you have to bring an Oshem Vadeh. But I call upon him in between, until you find out you did the Vadeh Chet, this Oshem Toli saves you. So for the Gemara, is Mashma, what's Mechaper only an Oshem Vadeh? Oshem Toli Lai, for the Gemara, what Kaporek see today? An Oshem Toli is also Mechaper, it also saves you. It also cleans you a little bit. It cleans you, don't get a minus right now. And the Gemara, true, Abahanach Mechaper Kaporek Gemura. When you bring an Oshem Vadeh, it cleans you completely. But Hashem Toli doesn't clean you. It only saves you up until you know Vadi what happened. But when you find out that you Vadi ate Chazir, or you Vadi ate Chelev, Mechelev, you have to bring another carbon in Hashem Vadi. Inam, another terrace is, Hanech Einachem Mechapa Kaprosim. Achatas on Hashem Vadi, when you have the chiyuv to bring these carbonis, the only thing that will give you the kapara is to bring these carbonis. Close the mind, you don't bring them, you can't have another kapara. Mashenkin Hashem Toli. The case where you ate a piece of fat and you have a suffix, a doubt if it's chazir or not, so you have to bring an Oshem Toli. There, acha mechapa kaprosim. Something else could also be mechapa you, not only the korban. What's something else? That now we learn like this. Chai v'chatois v'yashomis, vadoim. Somebody has a chiyuv to bring a vade chatos or vade yoshim. Shov relein yom kippurim, that Yom Kippur went past them, the locher is chayovim. They still have a chiyuv to bring a korban oshim, or korban chatis. Just the fact they went through Yom Kippur, not mechaper. When they did a chet, that means a korban chatis, that's the only thing that's mechaper then. What about Hashem Tzliim? Let's say, no, the only eight, a suffix, is doubtful if they ate chelev or not. So true, they have a chiv to bring an Hashem Toli. Let's say they didn't bring it yet. And now it passed by Yom Kippur. The lachar is pturim. They don't have to bring the korban anymore. The Gemara dashes from Sukkim. The Gemara increases. Tamil, that's not Kamino. Anoshim told me it's not Vada, you have to bring the korban. If you wait till after Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring it anymore. So therefore, the Mishnah is saying that Chatas Yoshim Vadai is Mechafer, means these are the only way you have the Kapara, is only through this korban. By the Misa of Yom Kippur, Mechafer Nima Tshuva. Misa of Yom Kippur is Mechafer only if you do Tshuva. So the Gemara, Ima Tshuva in, if Nayatzman Loi. Mazmi, if you die and you don't do Tshuva, the Yisurim of Misa is not Mechafer you. Who then, if you live through Yom Kippur and you don't do Tshuva, you don't have any Kapara. His Zechura name was like Rebbe. The Zechura Mishnah goes on like Rebbe. The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe Yem Rebbe says, Akol Avera Shematayram. Bein Osa Tshuva, Bein Lo Yosa Tshuva. Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Rebbe says, no, even if you didn't do Tshuva, the fact you just live through Yom Kippur, that alone is Mechaper you. Chutz, the only thing different is, Chutz mi Parakol. Some as Parakol, Rashi says, that means Kaifu Makadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody denies Hashem, that you'll never have a Kapara. O Megala Ponim HaTorah. Somebody dashes the Torah the wrong way. You change around the psukim, you say a wrong pshat on purpose, that's also you won't have a kapara in Yom Kippur. Or make for bris basar. You go kinegi, you don't have bris mila, you make fun of the bris mila, you won't have a kapara for that. Shemosa tshuva Yom Kippur mechapra. These three are various. If you do tshuva, then you'll have your kapara. V'yem loyosa tshuva, then Yom Kippur mechapra. But on these three are various. If you don't do tshuva, it's not mechapra. But on all other averus, Rebbe holds, Yom Kippur itself is mechapra. The atzuma shayim. The fact you're living through Yom Kippur gives you a kapara. So Chura, it's not like our Mishnah. So Mara says, no. Our Fidu Tem Rebbe, maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Hatayet Tshuva Boi Yom Kippur. The Mishnah just means to say that Tshuva by itself doesn't help. Tshuva helps, but you have to come on to Yom Kippur. But maybe Yom Kippur Le Boi Tshuva, Enoch Nami. Yom Kippur itself does not need Tshuva. If you live through Yom Kippur, with that alone you have a Kapara. Right? But Lalocha, we don't hold like Rebbe. Lalocha, we hold that Yom Kippur is only Mechapa if you do Tshuva. But our Koponim, we do hold a little bit that there's a different type of tshuva you need on Yom Kippur than the whole year. The whole year round to do tshuva, there are more chometic halachas. You have to have a complete vidui. Mashiach on Yom Kippur, it's much easier to do tshuva. Because we also hold a little bit like Rebbe. Avad Yom Kippur, the etzim, the etzuma shayim, is mechapa b'miksas. Just behold, you have to have some type of tshuva also. But you need some tshuva with Yom Kippur, then it's mechapa. Right, the tshuva mechaper is al averus kalis. Al esev alois hasein. For the Gemara, Hashtra, Loisase Mechaperas, Maduch, Yom Tshuva. Helps for Loisase, that's a stronger Aveirom, Alessim Iboi. So if you only did an Isra Asay, for sure it's Mechaper. Or Mevu the Hochikoma, Alessim Yaloisase, Shanitu Yasay. Tshuva helps on an Isra Asay. And who would then, if you did a lav, but only if that lav you don't get Malkus. If you have to get Malkus for that lav, so you don't, Tshuva won't help. You have to get the Yainish. So what type of a lav does Tshuva help? On a lav, Hanitu Yasay, that you don't get Malkus. But in a regular loisase, that the other Torah says you have to get Malkus, the Achikapara. Tshuva alone doesn't know. For the Gemara Minu, I have a cash on you. Eloren Kalis, Esev Loisase. I'm going to prove to you that on loisase is also Tshuva alone helps. Because what's called Kalis? Esev Loisase. Chutz me loisisa. Only the lava loisisa Tshuva doesn't know. Chutz the diak and why loisisa?